California has been anything but, as rain hits just days before Christmas, sparking flood watches and, in some cases, warnings and evacuations. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Jeff Nguyen has more.
California getting pounded.
It was awful. It was a nightmare. It was pouring cats and dogs. Everything was flooded.
The latest storm dropping torrential rain north of Los Angeles. Parts of Ventura County receiving more than 3 inches in 1 hour. Water quickly filling streets so fast that some could only escape with help from Good Samaritans. Dozens were pulled to safety. Those trapped in their cars and in their homes.
The nasty weather hits as holiday travelers take to the roads and air. More from CBS's Chris Van Cleve in Los Angeles.
A Southern California soaking turned holiday travel into anything but a treat. As rain poured, Sarah Barrett and daughter Kennedy made the 60-mile drive from Ventura to LAX nearly 6 hours before their flight to snowy Cleveland.
This might be the hardest part of our day, just getting to the shuttle.
The storm system is heading toward Arizona. Police in the Czech Republic say a lone gunman is responsible for killing at least 14 people and injuring 25 more as he opened fire in a university in Prague. The gunman was a student at Charles University. More from the BBC's Sarah Rainsford.
We don't know about the motivation for this mass shooting. We don't know why this 24-year-old decided to take so many lives. We do know that he is now dead. We believe that he killed himself, although that's not entirely clear. It's possible he was shot by police as they tried to stop him.
The Czech government has declared this Saturday a national day of mourning. White House National Economic Advisor Leo Brainard says that Nippon Steel's proposed purchase of U.S. Steel deserves, quote, serious scrutiny in terms of its potential impact on national security and supply chain reliability. Texas has chosen a new way to send asylum-seeking migrants from the southern border to Chicago. Details from reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott sending 120 migrants from El Paso to Chicago Tuesday night on private charter Signature Aviation. This in response to the Chicago City Council's approval of $3,000 fines for what the mayor calls rogue bus operators who failed to warn the city or drop migrants at designated locations. Abbott began busing migrants to Democratic-led sanctuary cities back in April 2022.
If Joe Biden is not going to come to the border, Texas will take the border to Joe Biden.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
On Thursday Night Football, the New Orleans Saints are in Los Angeles to play the Rams. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Don't miss out on new deals every day during Lowe's 25 Days of Deals. Right now, get up to 50% off select tools and accessories and check off gifts for everyone on your list. Plus, get up to 2 select tools free when you buy a select toolkit. Shop online and pick up curbside for holiday shopping made easy. Because Lowe's knows deals every day. Valid through 12/24 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This week at Target, get all your holiday shopping done with last-minute deals on must-haves and wants for the season. Discover big deals on toys and tech, plus top deals on clothing, beauty gift sets, and so much more. At Target, find all you need for the holidays. Shop great last-minute deals everyone will love, and get what you need fast with free drive-up. Hurry, last-minute deals end Sunday. Score low prices and great last-minute deals now at Target. Exclusions apply. Love like
this before. From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Expect lawmakers to audit diversity practices throughout Wisconsin state government next year after the recent deal with the Universities of Wisconsin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says opportunity should be colorblind.
That's what I think America should be all about. Hard work equals success.
DEI does not get people there. Is
not
that what
in
you're
my
saying?
Mind, and that's what I'm trying to get at.
Voss on the Wisconsin iPublic Affairs Network said the state made bipartisan gains on shared revenue, the Brewer's Bill, and new literacy guidelines in 2023. Xcel Energy customers can expect to pay more next year. A rate increase will raise the typical monthly electric bill by about a dollar and natural gas bills by about $3. Xcel Energy says the increase will pay for future renewable energy projects. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks host the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Orlando Magic tonight at Fiserv Forum. Although the Bucks have won five games in a row, Bobby Portis was asked what could the team work on to improve tonight.
I think starting with defense, trying to just build it. Obviously, it's a new system for us. We're trying to do a lot of new things and have different reads and different coverages. For the long call.
NFL, the Green Bay Packers are playing the Carolina Panthers at noon Sunday, Christmas Eve. With just three games left in the season, could they still make the playoffs? I asked Jordan Love.
Yeah, I mean, we got to win. We got three opportunities to go out there and get a win. The goal right now is to get to 9-8 and then obviously let the playoffs kind of play themselves out and see if we can get a shot in there. But, obviously bouncing back after two tough losses, we just got to find a way to go win these last three.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist.
Did you know Wisconsin Rapids used to be two towns, one on each side of the river? Centralia consolidated with Grand Rapids, but residents wanted a name change. Too much mail ended up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, not Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids became the official city name in 1920. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Now for Giannis. 58-56, our score. Chance to get it to a three-point lead with a second to play here in this second quarter. Second free throw is good. So the Bucks will take what is a 9-2 run into the locker room, closing out that last 3 minutes of the second quarter. They lead it 59-56 as the first half comes to a close. Well, Milwaukee fell behind by as many as 9 points in this first half, but clawed their way back, and right now they've got the three-point lead. We'll be back when we return. Justin Garcia has you for the halftime report. After these words, this is the BMO Box Radio Network.
Oshkosh Air Support WISS programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Have you ever celebrated Festivus? It only started in 1997, but the quirky holiday quickly became a way some families enjoy the season without the commercialism, even though the TV show Seinfeld helped make it popular. All you need to celebrate? A Festivus pole to decorate, time for airing of grievances, and the party ends with a Festivus feast. Everyone brings a dish to pass. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays!
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure for fast, powerful nighttime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use it directed.
BYU offers the majors you're looking for and an exceptional campus life. Getting students ready to change the world since 1881, Concordia University is a faith-filled, tight-knit college community that is all in to help you reach your uncommon potential. Visit cuw.edu to learn more. Concordia University. Live uncommon.
Bango made his list and checked it twice. Turns out Bucks fans are really nice. Check out Bango's holiday wish list catalog at bucks.com/gift guide.
Halftime here at Fiserv Forum. Bucks up by three on the Orlando Magic. 59-56, our halftime score here. And the story in the first half for the Bucks has been the play of Giannis after His scoring came down, and not only his scoring, but his efficiency in each of the last two games. Giannis 8 of 15 from the field tonight, 7 of 9 at the free throw line, though, but already up to 23 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists. So he is on pace for his third triple-double of the season, what would be his 38th career triple-double. Only other Bucks scorer to reach double figures here is Damian Lillard, who started out hot. He finished this half making 3 of his 4 three-point attempts, 4 of 7 overall from the floor, 11 points from Dame. As for the Orlando Magic, it has been the Wagner brothers that have carried their offensive load. 15 points off the bench for Mo Wagner and Franz Wagner with 12 points. They are a combined 13 of 18 from the field in this first half. But despite the number of lead changes that we saw here throughout this first half, it's the Bucks taking a three-point lead into halftime, 59-56. When we come back, we will take a look at some of the team numbers. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Why is the... Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle, we're out there because you're out there.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Our halftime score here at Fiserv Forum. Bucks on top of the Magic. And again, Giannis, 22 points here. 23 points, I beg your pardon, at the half. 11 points from Damian Lillard. As a team, Bucks just under 50% shooting at 49%, hitting 22 of their 45 shots. 35% shooting on their threes as well. That started to rise in the second quarter. 7 out of 20. Orlando has made just 2 of their 10 three-point attempts, but they are shooting 53% from the floor. And again, the efficiency of the Wagner brothers has been the story of this first half. Some of the other team numbers here that stand out in this first half, points in the paint, 58 combined from both of these teams. It is the Orlando Magic nearly doubling up the Bucks. 38-20 is the count there. And turnovers started to become a problem in that second quarter for the Bucks, who turned the ball over 4 times. So they finished this first half with 7 turnovers. Orlando has scored 11 points off of those turnovers. 5 Magic turnovers have resulted in 6 Bucks points. Bucks are doing a good job on the offensive glass. 4 offensive rebounds, 23 total. They have out-rebounded the Magic in this game. But again, second chance points and points in the paint is what's keeping the Orlando Magic in this one. 59-56, our halftime score inside of Fiserv Forum. When we come back, we will take a look at the NBA scoreboard. A couple of interesting games on the schedule. We'll fill you in on the scores after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Just like
her name is Pam Yonke. But you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right. And the fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM in Oshkosh. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Jahnke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in Northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Jahnke on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM in Oshkosh.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. Oshkosh Air Support WISS programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
59-56, our halftime score here. Inside of Fiserv Forum, Bucks lead the Orlando Magic here. 23 first half points for Giannis, leading all scorers. Time for the American Family Insurance Insuring Success feature. And for the Bucks, comes down to what we've mentioned quite a few times this season already. Limit those turnovers. Do not give the Orlando Magic fast break and second chance opportunities. That's when the Magic started to take off offensively late in that first quarter and early in the second quarter. So that is your American Family Insurance Insuring Success feature. American Family Insurance. Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams. Visit AmFam.com to learn more. Time to take a look at the NBA scoreboard here. It's got a couple of interesting games out there, and the most notable one right now is taking place in Detroit. With about a minute left, the Utah Jazz have pushed their lead up to 9. They lead the Pistons 115-106. So if that score holds, the Detroit Pistons will be on a 25-game losing streak. The record for in-season consecutive losses is 26. The overall record is 28. Pistons' next two games are Saturday in Brooklyn against the Nets, and 3 days later, I beg your pardon, at home against that same Brooklyn Nets team. By the way, after that, they have the Boston Celtics on the road. So it does not get any easier for the Detroit Pistons. And the Bulls up on the Spurs at halftime. They have been resurgent of late. 52-48 halftime score. Another halftime score in Memphis. Ja Morant's second game. So far, so good for the Grizzlies. They're up 2 on the Indiana Pacers. 58-56. 9 first half points for Morant. Our first half score here. Bucks 59, Magic 56. Halftime has been brought to you by Uline. The call of the second half comes your way after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Menards is celebrating Ryan Blaney's NASCAR championship with 12% off everything till Christmas. Tackle jobs around the house with Metabo power tools and accessories packed with features and the power to get the job done right. That's why Metabo is the choice of pros. Pick up an 18-gauge Brad Nailer for only $42.99 after 12% off. Hurry in before Christmas Day. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. Sorry, no price adjustments. See store for details.
Boy, season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go,
can always see a glow. And the people you meet as you walk down the street, the magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Fiserv Forum, where Milwaukee has a slim three-point lead going into the second half. Dave Kane back in the saddle with you once again here alongside Justin Garcia as we get ready for this third quarter of basketball. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. Well, in that first half, we did see six lead changes. The Bucks would like to just assume keep it at that number, but you get the sense, Justin, this Orlando team, they play pretty good basketball here tonight against Milwaukee. Test them. If they make a couple more of those threes, this could be a different story. But right now, just 2 of 10, while the Bucks have hit 7 of 20.
That's a big thing. If those three-pointers start to fall, it'll really change the complexion of this second half. And for the Bucks, their success started early when they were playing fast and in transition. You can't be indecisive against this Magic team with the length that they have. That second guessing and that pause gives their defense a chance to recover, and I think that's the issue the Bucks ran into a lot.
Yep, Miami last night was able to beat this Magic team by hitting 51% of their three-pointers, where the Magic were just 25% in that contest. That has been a problem for them all season long. They come into this game 27th of three-point percentage this year and a second to fewest three-point makes per game this season. So it'll be worth monitoring. Also worth monitoring is the attrition factor here. The Bucks had a day of rest. Orlando did not on the second of a back-to-back here tonight. On the road, no less. And it is going to be Milwaukee starting with the basketball here to begin things in the third quarter. The Bucks in the Icon Edition green uniforms with white numbers and lettering Milwaukee spelled out across the front for the Magic. They are in white tonight. Their Association Edition white uniforms as Giannis sends it the length of the half court all the way up to Lillard. And with Lillard, Giannis, Lopez, Beasley, and Middleton on the floor, it's the same five that began the first half for both sides, as it's Wagner, Banchero, Carter, Harris, and Black for Orlando. Here's Chris Middleton trying to split a couple defenders. Gets it back to Beasley. Beasley with six to shoot on the left wing. He hoists up a tough three. Back iron too strong. And the rebound pulled down by Carter. He'll hand it off now to Banchero the other direction. Wendell Carter Jr., second game back after missing 20 consecutive games with a fractured hand. Here's a shot and a foul as Anthony Black was floating up what was close to being a pass up top for Carter, but it ended up counting as, I don't know if it was the intention to be a shot or not, but it almost went in. So he's going to get credited with the benefit of the doubt here. He'll have two free throws in front of him. The Magic in their pinstripe uniforms here tonight as Anthony Black, just a 57% free throw shooter, looked like it there. Missed way too strong on that first one. 1 year at the University of Arkansas, where he played and started in all 36 games. He's got the second free throw on the way, and he'll hit it. So the lead is down to two. Bucks basketball going the other direction. A Milwaukee offense that has taken off since that last meeting between these teams. The only time the Bucks have been held under 100 points this season. In the 18 games since then, they have led the league in scoring. Here comes a drive from Portis, or from Lopez, and Lopez sends it down with a two-hand dunk as he got around the defense of Banchero. Giving Orlando a little dose of their own medicine right there with the interior scoring for Milwaukee. Here comes Black the other way. He'll hand to Banchero. Banchero on that midcourt logo. He's now straight ahead. Hands the ball off to Franz Wagner, defended tightly by Middleton. Fights over the screen to stay with him. Now Wagner takes it inside. Couldn't finish the shot. Lopez was there to help. On the rebound, Middleton passes ahead to Giannis. He's got a head full of steam, goes driving ahead. And, man, I'll tell you, you try to foul Giannis hard, sometimes you get what's coming to you. Giannis bowled right through the hard foul from Wendell Carter, and Carter took a hard thump to the deck, and he is still down.
I was going to say, it was by no means a flagrant, but he was aggressively swiping down on Giannis. And Wendell Carter's the one that hits the ground in a hurry.
I mean, I just watched the replay. It was almost as though Giannis was swatting a gnat away. And I'm telling you, with Wendell Carter at 6'10", 270, he is not a small man. When Giannis comes with that kind of velocity, we've said it so many times, as a defender, there are very few things you would rather not see than that locomotive bearing down at full speed. And now Giannis is at the free throw line, where he has made 7 of his 9 attempts tonight. His first of 2 is on the way, and it is up and no good. Missed it strong. Well, Giannis, we mentioned it, picked up his second triple-double of the season last time out. He's on pace to have a third in a second in as many nights. He scored 23 points with 7 rebounds, 5 assists. Those assists will be certainly the hardest part of the feat, as he gets the second free throw to bounce over the front iron and good. All right, now he's got his team out in front by 5. 62-57. Milwaukee with an advantage, and Orlando with a basketball. Wendell Carter, top of the arc, feeds it off to Vaccaro. He attacks inside. Lopez got in the way of the shot. Ball pops free. Now going the other direction. Beasley's got it for the Bucks. Beasley throws on the Jets. Attacks inside. His shot rejected. He went into a double-pronged defense there with Franz Wagner and Anthony Black. And Black is the one who blocked it from behind. Out of bounds, Bucks ball. Lillard will trigger it in. He lofts it into Middleton over the shoulder. He'll get it back to Lillard. Lillard squeezes off the three, but leaves it well short. It may have even partially been deflected. Orlando goes the other way with it. Wagner passes inside. Carter's rejected by Lopez. Gets that long arm on there for another block for Brookich's third. Here's Giannis the other way, and guess who's going back to the line? And number 34, locomotive, trucking down for another trip to the free throw line. And it's all jump started by Brook Lopez, the master of SWAT, the NBA's leading shot blocker, coming into this game with 5 blocks or more in 3 of his last 4 games. He's got a chance to make it 4 of 5 if he gets one more tonight. So free throw on the way. And actually, I want to correct that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I saw it. Maybe I read that thing wrong. So it was actually his first credited block.
You know,
free throw is good for Giannis.
I'm not going to say it too loudly because I know the group that sits behind us, but I could have sworn I've seen at least 2 block shots tonight, if not 3, from Brook.
Yeah. Well, Giannis makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Gives a long stare to the rim, spins it in his hands, the bounce of the ball, and the second free throw is up, and it is good. So he's been steady at the line tonight. 10 for 13 for Giannis. 25 points, make it 26 now, 8 rebounds and 5 assists. Orlando the other way. Vaccaro's got another near wing. Bucks by 7. Orlando's missed their first 3 shots trying to snap that drought. Here's Vaccaro, and he will nestle through the 3-pointer as he launches from the near wing. So Orlando gets just their 3rd made 3-pointer of the night to drop, and with that, they needed it. Back to within 4. Here's Lillard the other way. Works it over to Middleton. Quick touch pass going the other way. Brook Lopez repays the favor as Splash Mountain splashes down with what will go as his 2nd 3-pointer of the night in as many tries. Only one team's wearing Disney on the patch, but only one player represents Disney. Quite well, maybe there's 2, but his brother's on the bench. We got a foul going against Brook here, by the way, as I'm singing his praises. Orlando's got the Disney logo on the jersey, but only one of these guys on the floor right now has Disney imprinted on his heart. And that is Splash Mountain Brook Lopez, who has an offseason home in Orlando. Here's a free throw. It's up and good for Franz Wagner on the first.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. After being told to immediately pay defamation damages of $148 million to two former Georgia election workers, Rudy Giuliani files for bankruptcy protection. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
That may be the least of his problems because he still faces criminal charges in the Georgia case.
It's the Czech Republic's worst mass shooting. Prague's police chief says a lone gunman opened fire in a university, killing at least 14 people and injuring 25. The shooter is also dead. More from CBS's Elaine Kahn.
The Czech Republic is not used to shootings. There have been two mass shootings in the last 10 years.
The holiday travel rush is on at Newark Airport in New Jersey. CBS News New York reporter Nick Calloway.
The TSA says you should get to the security checkpoint at least 2 hours before your departure. Weary travelers we spoke with said they recommend getting to the airport 3 hours before your flight to make sure you catch your flight.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is rejecting a complaint against fake presidential electors for a second time. Wednesday's vote was 5-0, with Commissioner Bob Spindell not voting. He's one of 10 Republicans who settled a lawsuit last week for their role in perpetrating the fraud. Holiday travelers with heart conditions should make a list and check it twice, says cardiologist Dr. Kim Perry.
Make sure your medications are clearly labeled, including dosages and pharmacy information, and you have enough for your entire trip. Take more just in case.
Perry recommends people who've had a heart attack or stroke within the past 6 months to clear any travel with both their primary and cardiac doctors. AAA predicts a record 7.5 million Americans will fly over the next 2 weeks. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Staying rather warm the next couple of days. Cloudy, little fog and drizzle tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Some early drizzle tomorrow, staying cloudy, high low 40s. Some bits of sunshine on Saturday, highs up to the upper 40s. Some rain and low 50s for Sunday. Rain chances continue for Christmas. Currently it's 37.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Craft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
One. Hurdy throws over the middle, picked off.
Moore.
Backside pressure, down he goes.
Game.
To the end zone. Touchdown, Braylon Allen.
The Badgers.
The Tigers.
Live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. It's the ReliaQuest Bowl. Join us New Year's Day. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Dive into the festive spirit with Quality Foods Holiday Seafood Sale, where ocean and holiday delights meet. Elevate your holiday feast with the finest seafood. Succulent shrimp starting at $8.49 a pound. Lobster tails starting at $6.99 each. And don't forget the decadent king crab legs. Quality Foods Seafood Sale has it all. Don't miss out on these treasures from the ocean and celebrate with a bounty from the sea. Drop by the Quality Foods locations of Wisconsin Rapids to reel in the savings. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Cranworth. Learn more at daysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Well, good start to the third quarter for the Bucks on an 18-9 run to get things rolling here as we welcome you back once again. We're brought to you, as always, by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it, and by BMO. They are the official bank of the Bucks. Carry the team in your wallet. Learn more at BMO.com/Bucks. Well, 6:40 to go here in the third. It's the Bucks 77 and the Magic 65, a Magic team. We talked about its struggle to shoot the three ball, but Justin, on the second of a back-to-back this year, they have the second worst three-point shooting percentage in the league at 29%. And tonight, living very much up to that billing. In fact, under it at 23% on 3 of 13.
Yeah, that's what Jamal Mosley talked about. He knows the shots aren't falling, but has coached the team. Just take confident shots. Step into the shots. Don't be afraid of it if the percentages are down. We've unfortunately, for the Magic, seen that carry over once again.
So Orlando's got the basketball after the timeout. Giannis knocks the ball away, but a whistle and a foul. Bankera was trying to back his way in. Giannis will get called for a second. And for the Bucks, that's the third team foul here in the third quarter. Closing in on halfway through this third quarter with 6:30 to play here. And Milwaukee leading 77-65, trailed by as many as 9 in the second quarter. Jumped down to the 10-point lead to start this game at 12-2, but would have to settle for a three-point lead going into the locker room. Here comes the inbound pass to Bankero. He has it poked free and out of bounds. But it'll stay with the Magic. Inbound pass coming from that coffin corner on the far side as they send it into Carter. Carter's got it now. Top, he'll hand to Bankero. A little two-man game with Bankero and Carter. A little hesitation, but Bankero couldn't finish up close. So Paolo Bankero, last year's number one pick. Here's a drive. Connaughton lays it in with a foul. And he goes thumping to the deck around that backstop. Helped to his feet after he was laying on his backside. Took a shot to the head. Go figure.
Giannis never made it past midcourt because I think in his tussle for positioning, Paolo Bankero got him a little bit below the belt with his elbow.
I think he got him in the ribs just looking at that replay. So we got bumps and bruises being accumulated on both ends of the floor. Giannis takes his on the ribs, and then you got Pat Connaughton, his favorite spot on the face. And he takes his blows, usually. 16-5 run as Connaughton knocks down the free throw. So here comes Milwaukee on defense the other way, trying to slow down Cole Anthony, who pulls up and hits the shot from 8 feet out. Anthony's played a nice game here tonight. He's got 11 points now on 5 of 8 shooting from the floor. He only played 14 minutes against the Bucks last time, only had 4 points. Lopez on the other side, a head fake, gives it to Lillard. Dame drives in, puts up the runner, rolling around on the iron, would not go down. The rebound tracked down on the sideline by Anthony. Cole Anthony going the other way now for the Magic. Hands it off to Bankero, left alone from three. He will oblige, but missed badly on another three-point try for Orlando. It's almost like it is contagious right now for this Magic team. They're getting further and further from the target. Giannis fades and fires, contested shot, back iron, no good. Is the rebound controlled by Connaughton, though. He zings it back out top to Lillard. Another opportunity for the Bucks with 8 to shoot. Dame on the right wing with Bankero on him. Takes it inside. Powers his way to the hoop and got fouled going up strong. Anyone who says this guy doesn't have spring left in those legs is not paying attention. Damian Lillard sees them challenge him on the outside, so he takes him up on it. Slashes his way down the lane. He's got a chance for 2. And his first 2 free throw attempts of this game. Lillard, 37.3 points per game. The last three games he's played, 6 3-pointers per game in that time. His shot better than 50% from distance coming into this one. And his first free throw is good here. In December, he's shooting 47% from long range. And that is a welcome sight for Bucks fans who have been waiting to see it. As Damian Lillard settles in with his new team. Beasley checks out, Lopez checks out. Into the game comes Bobby Portis and Marjon Beauchamp for the Bucks. He just looks, I mean, forget the results. He just looks so much more comfortable, doesn't he?
We've seen him dominate and take over stretches of the game. We've traditionally seen him take over in the fourth, but we've seen more and more of those moments before the fourth quarter the last couple weeks.
He hits the second free throw as well, and the Bucks now lead by 582-67. Here's a three-pointer from the top of the arc. That one misses way too strong again, but the rebound taken away from Beauchamp by Anthony. Cole Anthony then goes into the corner and misses another three for good measure. Right now, that cylinder's got to feel like it's 2 inches wide on those three-point tries for these Orlando shooters who are now 3 of 15. Giannis on the other end. Bounce pass over to Beauchamp. Beauchamp thought about the three. Instead, passes to no one in particular. He was trying to pass to Giannis, but Giannis was leaning one way. The pass went the other, and it's going back over to Orlando. Beauchamp's kind of holding that left arm.
He took a shot.
Yeah. Orlando's got it on the other end now. They've hit just 4 of their 14 shots here in this third quarter. Vaccaro has the ball knocked away. Good play by Portis. Picked up by Lillard. He feeds ahead to Beauchamp. He'll lob up top. Oh, Giannis fumbled it. It was about ready to be a thunderous dunk on the alley-oop, but instead Orlando with a three-point try, and Harris will punish the Bucks. Knocks down the three. Giannis is arguing it should have been a foul. But a timeout's coming now from Coach Adrian Griffin, who is also making the case for his two-time MVP, who thought he was fouled going up for that alley-oop. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment. The Bucks right now with an 82-70 advantage with 4:14 to go in the third. We're back after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, WISS.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Bucks trying to target what would be their 15th consecutive home win here tonight as they continue to handle opponents on the home floor. This Milwaukee team at home with its longest win streak going back 31 years when they opened the season with 18 straight at home. And right now, Milwaukee feeling pretty good about their chances, but still a lot of work to do. With 4:13 to go in the third quarter, leading 82-80. We're brought to you by Ticketmaster. Make more memories live with Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace for the Bucks and the NBA. Here's a long three from Damian Lillard, who drills it from about five steps behind the arc. Dame Lillard, four threes on six tries now tonight. He's got 16 points. 85-70. Those are those plays defensively when you just say, oh boy, don't start this up because the spacing will never recover. Answering, though, is Paolo Banchero, who hits another three for Orlando, who had gone 2-for-15, make it 2-for-16 to start this game, but they've made two straight. Now here comes Milwaukee the other way. Giannis wants in on the fun. Ah, he couldn't hit. Three-pointer misses from straight on. It goes out of bounds. Back to Orlando. So far in the second half, Orlando, after riding Mo and Franz Wagner to 27 combined points in the first half, have gotten just three from the two brothers here in the second half. Orlando the other way with it. Speaking of the Wagners, there's Mo Wagner handing the ball off to Harris. He'll pass off to Banchero, back to Mo down low. Mo Wagner bounces the ball off Giannis out of bounds with eight to shoot as he was falling out of bounds on that baseline. Those two have a little history, Giannis and Mo Wagner. And they're battling right now, matched up on one another with 3:08 to play here in the third. Here comes the inbound pass. Gary Harris will send out to Mo Wagner. A head fake. Now he drives on Giannis. Giannis gets in the way, but not enough. Good finish, and Mo Wagner had some words for Giannis going the other way. Do not poke the bear. Giannis moves into the front court with Lillard handling. Across the midcourt stripe, wants the screen from Giannis. Now drives, funnels into the corner, catch and shoot three. Bobby Portis has it carry him off of Mark Strong. Orlando going the other way, down by 10. Outlet feed up the floor to Banchero. He got fouled from behind by Portis. So Orlando getting out and running there. They've got a chance to get it back to single digits here. Portis is called for what will be his first foul. Bobby's played a quiet game thus far. Just 2 points in his 15 minutes with two rebounds. And now Banchero is back to the line. We saw Paolo Banchero hit that three-pointer. He's bumped his three-point percentage from 30% a year ago to 37% this season. As he hits the first free throw here, he's also been passing the ball quite a bit more this year as well. Giannis going to check out. Lopez is in to replace him. And now the former Duke Blue Devil and the reigning rookie of the year from a year ago will hit the second free throw. So it's back to an 8-point game. 7-0 run now for Orlando. Here comes Connaughton racing off the other way. Sends out top. Lopez gets alone from three. Lets it rip. Couldn't hit it. But there's Portis to tap it right back up and in. 10-point advantage for the Bucks now. Orlando the other way. Cole Anthony trying to split a couple defenders. Passes off to Banchero. He triggers it to the near wing. Catch and shoot three from Mo Wagner. Too much on it. Long rebound secured by Lopez. Good handle there by Rook. Some defenders swooping in on either side of him. And hands to Lillard. Lillard now goes to work. He drives. Floats the shot off the window. No good. But the rebound tipped out by Banchero. And it's to Cole Anthony for Orlando. Transition three ball on the way. Too strong. Long rebound. And he gets his own rebound. So Anthony now works it out. Right wing, catch and shoot three from Houston. Misses short on the three. Orlando, if they just had one, maybe 2 3-point shooters on this team, they would be a problem. But they are bereft of that. Here comes Lillard going to work. Kisses the shot off the window, no good. Another good offensive board by Portis. And how about that finish with his back to the rim, off the window and good. Bobby, just when I said he was quiet, he announces himself with a couple offensive rebounds and goes to work. The trash man. One man's trash is another man's treasure. And here's a shot on the other side of things and a layup and a three-point play opportunity. As we had a whistle and a foul as Houston was driving inside. Or rather, that was, check that, that was Cole Anthony.
Those are the type of plays that Bobby Portis has been bringing in high volume during this homestand. When we mentioned he's scoring more than 20 points per game during this five-game stretch and shooting at a high percentage, it's plays like that where he's going to work on the glass and getting those offensive rebounds that have not only fueled his point production but really sparked this team.
Two of his four double-doubles this season have been on this homestand. Here's a free throw to cap the three-point play, and Anthony hits it. So it's back to a single-digit game, 89-80, a minute 20 to play here in the third. Lillard into the front court now for Milwaukee. He throws on the Jets, drives inside. He got wrapped up on a foul, so that's going to send him to the line. Orlando is in the penalty.
Did you know December 25th isn't just Christmas? It's also National Pumpkin Pie Day. This delicious dessert originated in the U.S. in the 1800s and really grew in popularity when it became a part of Thanksgiving, though the official day to celebrate pumpkin pie is still December 25th. Sounds like a delicious reason to enjoy it. Don't forget to add some ice cream or whipped cream for an extra special treat. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is Matt LePage. Hey, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Feet on that first pump fake, that's the issue, but that was one of those borderline unnatural basketball moves by Cole Anthony. Yep. He moved into the contact.
You're right. Yep, on that replay, he had at least a case. Free throw is good for Anthony on the first of two. Cole Anthony tonight, 15 points. To go with his five rebounds and five assists, he has had a big impact on this game so far. Wears the same number as his old man, 11-year NBA vet Greg Anthony. And number 50. Here comes the second free throw. That's good. So now Milwaukee going the other way, leading 91-82. Some full court pressure from Orlando, and Connaughton almost lost it on an unforced turnover in the front court, but recovered his dribble, and now he works it out. It's Lillard with nine to shoot. Franz Wagner comes out on him. He works around a screen from Lopez, attacks on Mo Wagner. Mo blocks the shot out of bounds. Barking at his bench. Mo trying to charge his team up. Kind of similar energy to the Bobby Portis energy, you know? He's just chirping always. 3.9 to shoot. Bucks have it out of bounds. Here comes the inbound pass. Connaughton gets it to Lillard. Lillard fading and firing. Three-pointer would not fall. How about Portis with the offensive board, but he couldn't finish it this time. Ball continued to be tapped at a couple times before it ultimately lands in Cole Anthony's hands. He's going the other way for Orlando. Anthony dribbling that clock down now. Game clock and shot clock separated by about 11 seconds with now 10 to shoot for the Magic. Anthony has it on the left wing. Six to shoot. Defended by Lillard. Little hesitation, puts up the runner, back iron, no good. Portis with a rebound, and the Bucks will have a chance to play for the final shot here of this third quarter. 91-82, Milwaukee with the advantage and the basketball now. Dame Lillard going to work, puts up the shot just inside the free throw line. That misses, back iron strong, so the Bucks will have to settle for what is a 9-point lead after three quarters of action tonight here at Fiserv Forum. Bucks outscore the Magic 31-25 in the third quarter. They will go to the fourth trying to stretch this home win streak. Back with more after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Menards is celebrating Ryan Blaney's NASCAR Championship with 12% off everything till Christmas. Free up your hands while you work with an LED headlamp that provides up to 200 max lumens. The Lights All Bright Band LED headlamp is weather resistant, fully adjustable, and lightweight. Pick up a Lights All LED headlamp for just $6.99 after 12% off. Hurry in before Christmas Day. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. Sorry, no price adjustments. See store for details.
Four seasons greetings to you all from Menards.
We're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on Wisconsin cheese.
8 ounce Wyawega shreds, $1.79 or three for $5. Or Wyawega cheese blocks, $2.69 a pound.
Ay, caramba, hot prices on cheese.
Shreds three for five or blocks, $2.69 a pound.
We've lowered our cheese prices. Please take advantage of these sensational prices.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're loyal.
It's Woodmans.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
To the fourth quarter we go. Milwaukee with the 9-point lead going here into the fourth, where the Bucks this season have gone 16-2 when leading after three quarters of basketball. The Magic on the other side of that ledger just 1-9 when trailing after three. See if those two trends can play out here tonight as the Bucks look to even the regular season series with this Orlando team after dropping game one on November 11th. They'll play again, but not until April the 10th. These teams will play four times, so two more games coming up, and then shortly thereafter on April the 14th, they'll play again in Orlando.
Is it just me, or does it seem like the Bucks play every team four times this season?
And some five.
Yeah.
It does, and it seems like we've played most of those teams at least two times already.
Speaking of five, guess who your next two games are against?
That's right. New York Knicks. They've already played a couple times. So here comes Orlando with the basketball, starting things right to left in this fourth quarter. It's Franz Wagner attacking inside and using the right hand with a good finish inside with Portis trailing. So the Bucks in the fourth quarter start with Cam Payne, Bobby Portis, Brooke Lopez, Chris Middleton, and Malik Beasley in green. We got a whistle and a foul away from the ball going against Milwaukee. So that's the start that Jamal Mosley, the head coach for the Magic, Milwaukee native, was hoping for. Clapping his hands, urging his team on the second of a back-to-back here tonight. Trying to dig deep here on the road in Milwaukee. Franz Wagner, wraparound pass, gets it to Isaac. He'll work it now out. Houston puts up a three, missed it, but there's an offensive board for Mo Wagner. He couldn't get it to go. Another rebound for Isaac. He couldn't get it. Ball still loose. Diving for the loose ball. Lopez has it. And finally, he will get it out to Cam Payne. How the Bucks got away unscathed there is anyone's guess. Middleton sends it down low to Portis. Portis, nice spin inside, but he missed the bunny. Oh, Bucks are going to get it back again. All of a sudden, they have got fortune on their side as it went off of two Orlando players underneath and out of bounds.
And on that previous possession, that may be where you see some of the effects tonight, too, of a back-to-back with Brook Lopez on the ground, nobody going after it to cause a jump ball for Orlando.
So can the Bucks just kind of grind these guys down the rest of the way? We'll find out. Middleton gets it to Portis. Portis on the handoff back to Middleton. Middleton, a couple jab steps in. Now fades and fires. That is a silky smooth Chris Middleton jumper from about 19 feet away. Bucks back ahead by 9, 93-84. Here's Cole Anthony, draws the whistle with a couple shifty moves, trying to turn the corner on Cam Payne, and Payne will get charged with his second. First foul of this fourth quarter on Milwaukee, and the first foul overall in this fourth quarter. We're still 10:45 to go. So it's out of bounds on the far sideline. Cole Anthony will do the inbounding honors. He gets it in. Mo Wagner, top of the arc, trying to hand off to Franz Wagner. It was knocked away, but it goes to Cole Anthony. Anthony's got it around midcourt. Defended by Beasley. Now Anthony with a left-hand drive. Pulls up, contested shot. That's a tough shot from 17. He knocks that down to get his team back to within seven. While we got a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Chris Middleton going to put up a tough three from straight on that missed wide right in Orlando now, working it quickly the other way. Franz Wagner with another miss from three in Orlando now, shooting close to 20% from three-point range tonight. Here's a pull-up jumper on the fly.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The morning show on WFHR, it's
different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Former New York City Mayor and Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani has filed for bankruptcy protection a day after being told to immediately start paying damages in